Proclamation number 7461 of 22nd of November, 1959. Lot of souls without faith and without love in the hereafter. The souls arrive in the beyond in a terrible condition, which are departed from this earth without any faith and without any love. And there are a great number of them, for until death most people are stuck in self-love and cannot detach themselves from the world. For not all are preceded by a time of suffering before their passing, many are called away in the midst of their work, in the midst of the world and at an age when they are still far from thinking of their end. And then the condition in which people find themselves at the moment applies, which usually reveals little preparation for their souls. And thus their faith is mostly superficial, if one can speak of such at all. They do not think about death and the fate of their souls because they are still in the midst of the world and regard earthly life as an end in itself. And love is just as foreign to them because they only think of themselves or those with whom they are in closest contact. Where therefore a feeling of love naturally exists, but which cannot be valued in the same way as unselfish love for their neighbor. And the fate of all of them is dreadful when they stand before the gate to eternity, for hardly a little light shines for them. Their state is meager because they have no spiritual goods to show which alone are of value for the kingdom of the beyond. And the souls which suddenly had to depart from earth have no concept of their demise either. They imagined themselves to still be on earth, only transferred to inhospitable regions, and now they can no longer cope with their fate. They by no means think of the fact that they no longer dwell on earth and only ever seek to put themselves back into the state they lived in during earthly life, often with ruthlessness towards other souls when they are together with those who all live to bear the same fate because they are of the same kind. Thus they dwell in darkness in the same spiritual state, equally poor and meager. They wander about in deep twilight and believe they are wandering through night and fog and await the morning which shall bring them some light again. And the night will not end because they cannot reach the light until they have changed their attitude, until they have gone within themselves and now also realize that they no longer live on earth, and they now seriously judge themselves, remembering their earthly life which they did not use in the right way. If the souls come to this realization themselves, then it is an act of grace by God who wants to help those who slowly changed their will and reflect on themselves. Then beings will also step into the path of such souls which will help them further upwards if the soul is willing. But the adversity is great before the soul accomplishes this change of will, and the state of adversity is far greater among the secluded souls than the state of happiness and bliss, because only few people on earth strive to mature their souls with true seriousness of life, because only few people live their existence consciously insofar as they make an effort to live a life of love. The will to be allowed to enter the kingdom of light one day already gives the soul much strength so that it will certainly reach the aim. But if people don't indulge in such thoughts, if they live a completely unscrupulous life and only seek to satisfy their physical self, if they don't entertain any thoughts of their soul's life after death, they will also enter the kingdom of the beyond in a completely unprepared state, and they can still speak of a great grace if they are afflicted by illnesses before their death and yet their thoughts are preoccupied with their demise, and thus they can still be purified and prepared for their entry into the kingdom of the beyond. The end is near. For every human being the hour can come suddenly and surprisingly, and therefore every human being should often think about the end. He should not carelessly think it is still far away, but he should always and at every hour familiarize himself with the fact that he has to leave the earth and intimately ask God to take care of him and enable him to enter the kingdom of light. And God will also give him the strength to prepare himself and to do the work on his soul which is necessary for the entrance into the kingdom where there are no terrors and darkness but only light and bliss. For God does not want the human being to go to ruin. But the human being is free. He alone determines his fate in eternity. He alone creates the fate which awaits his soul in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.